at the Veterans Art Show. U.S. Marine Sergeant Julio Perez was one of the exhibitors recently. He's living his dream right now of being a professional photographer, so he gave a look at some of his pictures and explained the technique he had developed.
These are the Polaroids I shot. I heard about the Impossible Project film, so I kind of wanted to experiment with that, and I did a series of 10 shots, double exposures with the Polaroid, so I'll take a shot, and I'll keep my finger on the shutter. I'll close the camera, and then just let the shutter go so it doesn't spit out the image yet. I'll open it back up and take another shot, so that way I get two shots in one frame, and that's how you get these double exposures. People will be like, oh, that's cool. How'd you do it in Photoshop? I'm like, no, that's all in camera. You know, I mean, I try to spend the least amount of time away from the desk. That's not my style.
That is really cool. You mentioned Impossible Project, about which I had not heard before. What is that?
They took over Polaroid's old factory out in, I think it was the Netherlands. And now they're making their own brand, their own chemical process for the Polaroids. So now your old Spectra cameras, your old 600 series Polaroids, your SX70s, now there's film for that again, you know, and it's just catching like wildfire amongst, you know, for lack of a better word, the hipster movement, you know, their whole fine artsy thing, which is cool because, I mean, it's, you know, people are dusting off their Polaroids and like, wow, you know, instant gratification. It's awesome, you know, you can't just sit there and make it look this way on the computer. You're actually doing it. So yeah, so I heard about them and I was like, yeah, let me experiment with that. I picked up an old Spectra camera for like $15. And definitely the film is expensive. It's like $25 for 8 shots. So you're gonna roll through a few shots before you get what you wanna get. But once you do, it's magic. I mean, the stuff that, the tones that comes out of there, it's unexpected stuff, you know. That's what makes it wonderful. It's one of a kind. You don't know what you're going to get off of it. And so they're doing exciting work. They're bringing back the 8x10 Polaroid. They have a 20x24, which is like, there's only 3 cameras in the world. 20x24 Polaroid, one in Chicago, one in New York. And I think one of them is traveling in Europe somewhere. That is awesome. You know, a 20x24 Polaroid, that is insane. It's expensive, but it's definitely...
How expensive?
Well, if you think that's about $3 a shot, the 20x24, you're probably looking at maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks a shot. Whoa. It's because they haven't mass produced it yet. So once they do, I don't know if they will, but it'll be cool to mess around with.
I'm envisioning 20 inches by 24,
yes,
is that what you're saying?
20 inches by 24 inches. Oh, so okay. This camera weighs about 250 pounds around there. It's a huge bellows. It's like a huge accordion thingy. The glass in the back is just almost like 2 feet by 2 feet. So you're actually looking through a window, taking this shot, and it's just amazing. You're just peeling it apart and wow.
Wow, sounds like it. Thank you for your time, Dave. Before we wrap up, how did you come to open your studio and when?
We opened our studio up in March of this year. No one in our area is doing what we're doing. Usually people graduate from school, because I'm still a student. They graduate from school and they open up a studio or a storefront. We're doing it as students. We formed a collective. It's called Kima Photography Collective. And it's 7 of us individuals. We're each our own independent name, from weddings to sports, lifestyle, product. We have it all in that studio and it's going good. I just started shooting for 2 magazines. I got NFL players lined up. I mean, who would have thought, right? It's like the first month open. Now I'm shooting NFL guys for a magazine. It's going good, so hopefully we can expand out here in the West Coast once I move out here and keep it going. I mean, I just encourage more people to do it. There's nothing stopping them from doing it. They just have to, like, do it. That's it.
KimaPhotographyCollective.com, is that how people find you?
Yes.
K-I-M-A?
Yeah, it's Greek for wave. So I guess starting a new wave of, you know, studios, or I guess a new thing in the photography world. So hopefully that catches on. We offer classes there. We rent out the studio for people, for students, if they want to use it. So it's going good. We're in the Arts District of Chicago, the Pilsen area. So it's going real good.
And what's your target date to open in LA?
Once I move out here, it's going to be an extension of that. I want to open up a media house. So it's going to be like outdoor lifestyle sports photography. Along with that, we do our own marketing, our own branding, our own video. It's just going to be a one-stop shop for that type of stuff. And Lord knows these guys have the outdoors out here. So, yeah, I'm excited. Good things, good vibes.